Morning. It is so good to be back with you. I'll be able to rest a little bit now. How many of you got to see some fireworks at 4th of July? Has everyone in here seen fireworks before? Yeah. Okay. Our scientists, when they're talking about the creation of the universe, talk about a theory they call the Big Bang. That at one point, there was nothing. And then there was a big bang, like an explosion, and the universe came into existence. Like fireworks that just burst in the sky. They're amazing, aren't they? It's amazing that you can have controlled explosions that produce such beauty. But that's what fireworks are. Controlled explosions that create patterns in the sky. And in the beginning, these scientists believe that the whole universe came from a giant explosion, and until recently, these same scientists believed that like the fireworks, like an explosion, that it would eventually go out. That our universe was like an explosion. It was going out like a fireworks display, ever how beautiful, over millions of years, and that one day we would just not exist in this universe. Now, some scientists have recently changed that theory. Stephen Hawking, some consider the most brilliant man on the planet, and others now believe that somewhere in the darkness, somewhere in those spaces between the planets and the stars and the galaxies and the space matter, there is some force that really holds the universe together in a dynamic way. And they've got theories about what it is that does that. It's taken scientists until recent years to come to that conclusion. And yet, in our scripture today, we hear that the Son, our Lord and our Savior, was in the beginning. He was the first of all creation. Before the universe existed, the Son came forth from the Father and then the Holy Spirit, and together they created the universe, which includes our tiny, seemingly insignificant planet called Earth. That all things were created by Him, and even more important, for Him. And I love this phrase, in Him all things hold together. Now, I don't know about you, but that's good news for me. That's good news for me because I think we live in a world where it doesn't look like things hold together all that well sometimes. I live a life sometimes that doesn't seem to hold together all that well. There just seem to be so many things to deal with. That really our world is not that much different than the world we read about, or Megan read about, in Amos. We might not have recognized the description of our world because it was written in the language of the world of the day of Amos. So let me translate it for you. Amos said, we just can't wait for holidays and Sundays to be over so we can get back to making money and selling things. We can't wait for the opportunity to make more money by taking advantage of people if we have to gain a little bit more in our lives. We're looking around for ways to make more and more and have more and more, even if we have to cheat people and sell shoddy goods. And then we go whining to God because things aren't going well and God doesn't seem to listen to us. That is what we heard in Amos today. A little different language, but that's the message. We really haven't changed a great deal from the days of Amos. You see, during the days of Amos was a time of prosperity. God's people don't handle prosperity well for some reason or another. I mean, when things are going good, we take the credit for it, don't we? Hey, man, I am doing great. Man, my life is wonderful. But boy, you just let some trouble come our way. Oh, God, why are you doing this to me? Why are you letting me go through this? But the more things we have, the more money we have, the more we seem to think we're in charge, and the more we seem to grab onto, and the less we seem to be in control. A couple of centuries ago, our founder, John Wesley, made a famous statement that most of you probably heard. He says, I have no fear that the people called Methodists will cease to exist either here, he meant in England, or in America. What I do fear is that they'll have the form of religion without the vitality. Now that's the thing that's quoted all the time that John Wesley says. To have a religion that has a form but no real life, no real vitality, no real excitement. But the next thing out of his mouth was that he feared this was happening because of affluence. That when we get too many things and too much money, we seem to rely on ourselves instead of God. We start buying and possessing. And you know, for the last 50 years, we've lived in a nation that sold us a bill of goods that we would be happy the more we could make, the more we could buy, the more we could put together. And I don't know about you, that's just the more I have to handle, the more stuff I have to deal with. I loved George Carlin as a comedian, except he cusses all the time. But he has some really interesting ideas on the world. And years ago, I heard him do some stuff. And I love that routine. I mean, it'd be just as good if you left out the cuss words. But he talks about how we're people who have to have stuff. And we like to have our stuff. But when you have stuff, you have to have places to store your stuff. So we go out and buy bigger and bigger places so we have room for more stuff so we can store our stuff in places. And we put this in our homes. Now, one of the amazing things to me about our society today is that someone my age, who is a few years before retirement, would work hard, accumulate their funds, their children are grown and gone, and then they go out and build a mansion. That doesn't make sense to me. But you see, our world says, hey, if you got it, spend it. You know, just because we can do something doesn't mean we should do something. Have you ever thought of that? We can do a lot of things, but should we be doing them? But you see, we need a bigger place to store our stuff. Because we're buying more stuff all the time. Every time we go out, we got to get some stuff. There's some stuff to eat, some stuff to sit on the table, some stuff to store. So then we got to take the stuff we got and move it to a storage place so we put our new stuff out. Now, the part that I liked about his thing is when you take a trip, you got to take some of your stuff with you. And boy, did we take some stuff with us. You know, we had our rolling suitcases. That is a wonderful invention, a rolling suitcase. We had our rolling suitcases, but we knew we'd be traveling around Australia, so we also each took a backpack. So you had to, what I did is I got down, I got my little PDA organizer and inventoried, and I numbered my bags. Because you see, when you got a lot of stuff, you got to keep up with it. And when you fly on airlines, you got to worry about them losing your stuff. And so I wanted to have an inventory of what was in each bag, so if they lost my bag, I could tell them what stuff I had in it. And so, you know, I got my little inventory right here. And then I just put it down on my little list, and I had a little check mark for each piece of stuff I put in a bag. And I had bags 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 with all the stuff that was in them. Now, the problem with that is when you get on the other side of the world and you unpack, and then you got to put it back in, you don't put your stuff back in the right bag. And then there was some stuff we wanted to take with us and some stuff we didn't want to cart around. And fortunately, we were at a wonderful hotel. And so we'd check in and get all our stuff. And then we would leave for a couple of days. So then we'd put half our stuff in three of the bags and let the hotel keep them for us while we took part of our other stuff and went somewhere. And then when you got there, you remembered you left some of the stuff you needed back at the hotel. And you decided the next time you got back to the hotel, you were going to put the right stuff in the backpack so you had it the next time. And after we did that about 3 times, we were sort of getting the stuff right. And then we had to pack all that stuff. And the additional stuff we bought while we were over there and bring it back. I had to get my coin stuff and bring it back. And I had to bring my Aussie hat back. I had to have an Aussie hat while I was over there, made out of kangaroo. So I took a lot of stuff to Australia, and I brought even more stuff back. That's our way of life, isn't it? Maybe that's why you get our age and you got the children gone, you got all this extra space, you build a house 3 times bigger than you had when you had children. I don't know. Just hold all your stuff. But that's kind of what Amos was talking about. We get caught up in the stuff we have. But you see, when you got a lot of stuff, you got to manage it. You got to keep track of it. You got to store it. You got to put it up. You got to dust it. You got to clean it. You got to send it to the cleaners. You got to worry about somebody stealing your stuff. So there's a whole industry that puts in alarm systems on your house to protect your stuff. And then we got to take care of our family and each other, and somebody gets sick. And if they go in the hospital, they need some stuff to take with them. We used to have to go out and buy something because we didn't have that. And after a while, we start wondering, does our life make a lot of sense? How much time do we spend managing the things we have, managing the situations in our lives, and it doesn't seem like our life is holding together very well? There's a sickness. There's a death in the family. There are even joyous occasions when there's a new child in the family. And that just changes all the stuff you have to have. And you need stuff when you have a new baby, don't you? Lots of it. And life sometimes seems to be falling apart. We lose our jobs. Lose our health. And we wonder, am I going to manage all that I have to manage? How do I hold all of this together. But brothers and sisters in Christ, we've got a God who holds together the whole universe. Scientists thought it was flying apart, that one day, millions and millions of years from now, we wouldn't be around to see it, that it was just flying apart. And it would dissolve like a beautiful burst of fireworks. But Scripture tells us, before the scientists discovered it, that our Lord is holding it all together. Whether we can explain how or not, we've got a God that makes sense out of things. Just like when the Chinese played around, I wonder how many fingers got lost while they were putting fireworks together. But just as the Chinese discovered that you could control explosions so they could put on a light show for you, a controlled explosion that produced beauty and joy, our God produced a universe and a world that was purposeful, that was a controlled explosion, if you will, that has meaning and purpose. And our lives are to have meaning and purpose. But sometimes we crowd our lives with so much stuff, trying to find happiness, that if we just have a little more, if we have this or that, I'll be happier. And every time we turn on a TV, pick up a magazine or a newspaper, someone is trying to sell us something else to put into our lives to make us complete and whole. And all the while, in Christ Jesus, we have the answer that'll bring order to our chaos, that'll hold our lives together when they seem to be falling apart, that'll make sense out of things that we can't yet make sense of. That's our God. That's our Lord. That's our Christ. But in His Word, He says there's a condition that happened in our lives. You see, God sent His Son, who was there in the beginning to create the world through Him and for Him. And in Him all things hold together. And God sent Him into the world to be the head of the body, the church. For in Him all of the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things. Not just all people. He's the Lord of the universe. He can help us manage our things. The things and situations in our lives that seem so unmanageable. He is the Lord of those things as well. Whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross. But Paul says, all of this can be ours, provided that you continue in the faith. Stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel. When life seems to be falling apart, when you can't manage your stuff, your life, your family, your own emotions, all things hold together in Him. If we hold on to our faith, if we're steady and steadfast in the things of the faith, like prayer, reading Scripture, gathering together as God's people for support and worship and praise, if we hold on to the hope that our God gives us, that He holds it all together. You see, we don't have to be in control, because God is. And when we're out of control and surrender it to Him, He can bring order out of chaos, just as He created this universe with all of its laws and principles, out of nothing. Because that's the power of our Almighty God. The next time you feel like you can't manage all your stuff, if you can't manage all of the situations in your life, if you're not making sense of it, we have a God who can. We must turn to Him. Surrender to Him. Let Him be Lord. Let Him be in control. And then we will find order in our lives. And even if we don't feel we can hold it together, we have the One who holds together the whole universe. And that is our hope. And that is our destiny as God's people. Let us pray. Father, it's hard for us to understand how You can be everywhere and at all times in this expansive universe of ours. And then how You can focus in on a tiny planet called Earth, and then zoom in even more on each one of us with Your infinite love and care and mercy, and reassure us that if we continue in the faith, if we're stable and steadfast in living out that faith, if we hold on to the hope that is in the gospel, You will help us make sense out of everything in our lives, even the craziness that we live with, even the chaos, even when we can't seem to manage things and hold life together in a meaningful way. You can. And You will share that power with us. Father, we need to surrender ourselves to You and Your Son through the Holy Spirit, that our lives might be centered in Christ Jesus, that they might have more purpose and more meaning. And then the other things in our lives will either become unnecessary or gain new meaning for us, because You are at the center as we continue in the faith. Pour out Your blessings upon us, that we don't struggle alone to hold it together, but ask for Your help and for Your hope in Christ Jesus. Amen.